Lady Bird Readers, the story of Layla and Ajit, adapted from Tales from India by Barley Rye. Picture words. Prince Ajit, Princess Layla, Mother and Father, The Terrible Raja, Parrot, Ant, Tigers, Monsters, Bow and Arrow, Shoot, Fall in Love, Seeds, Oil, Axe, Rope, Tie. Prince Ajit lived with his mother and father. He loved the forest that was near his home. He went there every day. One day, Ajit went into the forest with his horse. They ran past a tree with parrots in it. The parrots were frightened. Ajit stopped his horse. "I'm sorry I frightened you," he said to the parrots. "I am the Parrot King, the pet of Princess Layla," the Parrot King said. "I will tell her that you were nice to us." "Who is Princess Layla?" Ajit asked. "Layla is as lovely as the sun and the moon," the Parrot King said. "Layla is kind and clever, but her father is the terrible Raja. If you fall in love with her, he will give you a very hard job to do. If you cannot do it, he will kill you." When Prince Ajit went home, he was sad for 6 days and 6 nights. He told his parents about Princess Layla and the terrible Raja. Ajit's mother and father were very worried. But Ajit knew that he had to find the princess. "I want to help her," said Ajit. He left on his horse to find her. When Ajit stopped to eat, there were ants all over his food. "These ants are hungry too," he thought. Ajit laughed. He gave them his food. "I am the Ant Queen," the biggest ant said. "Thank you. If you ever need help, we will come." That night, Ajit heard loud, frightening noises. He saw two tigers through the trees. One tiger said, "I've got something in my foot and it really hurts." "I can help you," said Ajit. "Thank you," said the tiger. "If you ever need help, we will come." The next day, Ajit saw an old man on the road. He was carrying a heavy bag. "I can help you," said Ajit. "Thank you," said the old man. "My bag is magic. If you want something, think of it, and it will be in the bag." Suddenly, two men jumped out. They took Ajit's horse, but they both wanted it. Ajit thought of a bow and arrow. He looked in the bag, and they were there. "The man who brings back this arrow can have my horse," he said. Ajit shot the arrow far away. The two men ran to find it. "Take my horse, quick," Ajit said to the old man, "before they come back. I can walk." "Thank you," said the old man. "You are so kind. Here, please take my magic bag." Later, Ajit became tired from walking. He thought of a flying bed. He looked in the bag, and one was there. "Take me to Princess Layla," Ajit said. The bed took him from east to west through sun and rain. The bed stopped by Princess Layla's window. She was singing a sad song about a bird that could not fly. "I will make Princess Layla's sad song happy," Ajit thought. Every night, Ajit took a present to Princess Layla while she slept and left it at her window. One morning, Layla opened her eyes while Ajit was leaving. "Why do you leave me presents?" she asked. "To win your love," Ajit said. Every evening, Ajit and Layla talked. They soon fell in love. The princess spoke to her mother. Then, together, they went to the Raja. He was very angry and sent his men to find Prince Ajit. "If you want to marry my daughter, you must do a job for me. If you cannot do it, you will be killed," the Raja shouted. The Raja took Ajit to a field. "When I come back, 100 bowls must be full with oil from these seeds," said the Raja, and he laughed. Ajit had an idea. He called for the ants, and they came. "We will help you," the ant queen said. The ants found the seeds and broke them into the bowls. Soon the bowls were full of oil. When the Raja came back, he was very angry. "I will give you another job," he said. "There are two monsters behind this door," the Raja said. "If you fight them and win, you can ask the princess to marry you." Again, Ajit had an idea. He called for the tigers, and they came. Ajit opened the door. The monsters saw the tigers and began to cry. "Do you really want to fight?" the tigers asked. "Please don't kill us. We only want to go home," said the monsters. "Go," said Ajit, and the monsters ran out of the room. "What?" screamed the Raja. "Where are my monsters?" "Prince Ajit, tomorrow you will die." Princess Layla was sad. She did not sleep that night. She planned to help Ajit. The next morning, Ajit was tied with ropes and brought to the Raja. "Kill him," the Raja shouted. The Raja's man threw an axe at Ajit. The ropes were too strong. The axe could not cut them. The Raja was very angry. "Take him away," he shouted. "No, take him away," Princess Layla shouted back. She pointed to her father. "You are a terrible father. You are a terrible, horrible Raja." The people saw that Princess Layla's hair was very short. The strong ropes were made from her hair. They stopped the axe and saved Prince Ajit. Prince Ajit and Princess Layla married. They were all very happy. And the people were happy because they had a kind and clever prince and princess. Layla and Ajit were happy for many years. Ladybird Readers, the story of Layla and Ajit. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Fikam Sangana. Original copyright, Barley Rye, 2017. Text copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2022.